Now will you note, and I'm going to drop down now to verse 37, begin reading there. Because here you have the wilderness experience that Stephen is mentioning. Now he recites this. This is that Moses, which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall ye hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness. Now the word church here doesn't mean there was a church in the Old Testament. It's ecclesia. Ecclesia only means called out. And if you got a group called out to mob somebody, it would be a church. It's a called out body for any particular purpose. Now, this is he that was in the church, or the called out body, in the wilderness with the angel, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively or living oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt. Now, they didn't go back, actually, in a physical, material sense, but in their hearts they went back many, many times. And by the way, a great many folk today, they deplore certain sins in the world, sins of the flesh. I always think of what Dr. Morgan said years ago, speaking of Samson, says it's so easy to condemn Samson's sin of the flesh. And today, it's easy to point your finger and say, that's terrible. The point is this. You say, I don't live down there. Would you like to? Where's your heart? They went back to Egypt in their heart. They didn't want to go out there into the wilderness. Now let me read beginning at verse 40. Saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us. For as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not, we know not what's become of him. And they didn't care. They had rejected him. They made a calf in those days, offered sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. See, they were always rebellious. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it's written in the book of the prophets. O ye house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? They went into idolatry. And we remember that when we went with them through the wilderness. Now, this man Stephen becomes very strong at the end. Verse 44, our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen. Which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus, that is Joshua, into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers under the days of David, who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. You see, it was David's idea. I've always thought it ought to be called David's temple, though Solomon built it. Now listen to this, verse 48. Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things?